Hallelujah. Thank you for the blessings of God. In a little bit, the move of God gonna move, and you're just gonna start walking. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, I love you. I feel him. I feel his presence. I know he's in this place. Hallelujah. And when you look around, I see God on many faces. Thank you, Lord. To me, it's such a blessing to know him as Lord and Savior. I'm going to talk to you today. You don't understand everything that God does. And you will never understand. Some of you have never been at Ziklag. I've been there. I know what it's like. David stayed at Ziklag, a man down in a cave. There, he stayed there for a year and 4 months. Trouble all around him. The cave of Adullam, where he first went to. Then he ended up at Ziklag. Let me tell you, God is a good God. And sometimes you think you done got over your Adullam and Ziklag, and you end up right back in it. There are spiritual weakness and high places. The reason that it seems like you're back there, or you might be going back there, because there are greater blessings. But you got to learn how to attain them. Hallelujah. That's what's wrong with many of us. We don't know how to attain the blessings of God. We don't know how what it means to live without food, without our bills being paid. Some of you don't know anything about it. But I'm telling you, I know all about it. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to do God's work and God's way. You can't do it your way. It doesn't work. I don't care how snappy you is. God will bring you down. And some of you are going through hell and high water. Hallelujah. Some of you are in the midst of crisis. Some of you live in hell homes. Hallelujah. A man can't even be a man in his own house. Because his house is not his castle. Hallelujah. Now whatever you see here is the will of God. God can only move in his way and his timing. Hallelujah. I know what it means to be in a place where there is starvation. I know what it is to raise your children up on barely enough. Mine didn't know anything about name brand. But your children now know everything it is about name brands, and that's all they want. But I got news for you. God gonna bring them down where they'll get the maybes. Yesterday I had an opportunity. I hadn't been to Goodwill in years. I went to Goodwill, and I saw dignified folks in there. See, some of you above Goodwill. But I thank God for Goodwill. Clap your hands and thank God for Goodwill. I remember I took a job in New York City. I was in the 10th grade. My mom and daddy put me on the bus because they didn't have but a little income, and my sisters didn't have no school clothes. I went up there to work. My aunt was waiting for me at the bus station. And I never will forget my first paycheck. She bought me a big trunk. She showed me how to go to the Goodwill and the thrift stores downtown in Manhattan and shop. I bought so many clothes for my sisters to have school clothes. Hallelujah. But since they done got grown, they done forgot about those days. But let me tell you something, God don't forget it. Hallelujah. That year I came back, amen, I bought all of them school clothes, paid for all of our books, and we didn't have to pick no cotton. To me, that was a blessing. Because we used to have to stay out of school and pick cotton. We go register for school, but we had to pick cotton so we could get shoes and clothes. But that year, God blessed me. Then I got in the next year, almost out of school. I went up there to work again. I thought I was grown. I told mom and dad I wasn't coming back. So who is you to tell your mama you ain't coming back? She said, "Gail, if I have to come up there, I'll drag you back." She meant it. I bought my butt back here. But I did the same process. I worked. I helped my siblings to have the things that they needed. But God won't bless you until you learn how to do it God's way.
Yes, come on.
You can be smart and you can talk back and you can be all ever so grown. But you don't know how grown you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. Don't y'all watch them. They train. These folks in this church been trained. They had a good housekeeper. Let's go into the book of 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter. See, I'm going to tell you something. I served a man in his ministry 19 years. One of the top leaders. No one can ever tell you I ever went against him. You don't bother nobody's house. You're put there to serve. Hallelujah.